Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He was named a preseason first team All-SEC selection.
That one is ripped into the right field corner. It's down, it's up off the fence. And Moore's going to race to second base. And if he stops, he's got the cycle. How about that? Robert Moore clears the bases, and he's hit for the cycle.
He's got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter. As he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
Well, good morning, Robert. We really appreciate you doing this morning. You obviously had a game last night. You got a game tonight. But as we said during the break, you're all business, Bob. So there was no doubt in our mind that you were going to be on the show today. We actually came up, Robert, Roger and I, to see the game last night and flew back last night. And sort of got two different kind of games. Obviously, what you guys did to Stanford and then sort of the role reversal last night.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming up. You know, it's cool seeing all the Hog fans here, and you know, it's just more proof that, you know, Bob Walker can expand and we could put 5,000 more seats and we'd fill it.
Right,
so, no doubt.
Truthfully, if they just said Hog fans only at Charles Schwab here in Omaha, I think they would get 18 to 20,000 people in itself. So. Yeah, it's been a cool deal. As far as the games go, you know, we ran into Stanford, who, you know, they threw their best guy at us. And, you know, we got out to a 4-1 lead, and then we made it 5-1, and then 6-1. And then they basically just kind of had to save some pitching for a long tournament and, you know, end up blowing that one open. And last night, you know, the reality is we couldn't stop them. You know, we gave up two in the first, and then we score, and then we gave up two again, and then we score, and then we gave up two again, and then it's 6-3, and you're like, okay, you know, we're in this thing, and right. The next thing you know, it's 10-3, and then you have to start thinking, okay, well, we got to save some pitching because we have won three straight games. So, you know, it's a two-game elimination tournament for a reason, and, you know, that way the best team always advances.
Well, obviously both of you guys came into the game hot. Ole Miss hadn't lost a game in the regional or super regional and their first, obviously, in the World Series. So they came in hot. You guys came in hot. And, of course, you know, you can always point to different things. Obviously, you know, you can't, as Dave Van Horn said yesterday, you can't give up 10 walks. You know, you just gotta, you know, be better from the mound. But, you know, as you always say, Robert, there's another game to be played. And RJ brought up earlier the fact that, you know, Oregon State came through the loser's bracket a few years ago to obviously beat Arkansas and win the national championship. So it can be done, but a much tougher road to take.
Well, I mean, the easiest way to win a regional format is go win the first two games. There's no doubt. And force the team to beat you twice. But, you know, if you would have asked us whenever we finished 3-7 in the SEC, we kind of got embarrassed. The SEC tournament going 0-2. Mm-hmm. We lost a regional, and we were down 10-5 to Oklahoma State in game two. If you would have asked us that we're three games away from the College World Series championship, and those two teams we're going to play to get there are two teams that we've won series against, sign us up.
Yep.
So, you know, we got all of our pitching going today. You know, we got everyone except for Connor. So there shouldn't be, you know, we're playing an Auburn team. We beat 2 out of 3, a very good Auburn team, but we got all of our pitching. It shouldn't be a problem. You know, we're very confident for that. And then we got to play Ole Miss again. And truthfully, the pressure's on them that game because, you know, they're going to throw their third starter, someone, you know, that we're going to be very, it's going to be a very good game, but someone that we've seen before. And the pressure's on them that game because if they don't win that game, we're bringing back QB1. So, and then it's winner go home for the national championship game.
I like it. I knew that Robert would get us back on track today. It was, I mean, I just, I'm telling you, I was so distressed last night just because, you know, I'm an old Razorback myself. And, you know, obviously you guys dominated so much on Monday, and you'd love to be in that position where you're not having to go through the loser's bracket. And you just have, just have one of those games. So it was tough to see. But at the same time, you've said all year, you know, as long as we still have another game to play. I do want to ask real quick, too, about the stadium. Your thoughts on just the you know, you talked about, you complained really about the Oklahoma State. Just said, man, it's crazy how the balls go out there.
Right.
What about the Charles Schwab Field? What do you think about that?
It's a very big field. There's a lot of outfield ground to cover. And, you know, it kind of it can kind of expose a poor outfield play because there's a lot of space out there. And you know, the wind messing with the ball. You kind of saw that a little bit last night with both teams. But, yeah, there's a lot of ground. And it's a different type of grass. It's not Bermuda. It's a little thicker grass. I don't know. It's just probably hard to grow nice grass in Omaha in the spring. So, but, I mean, it's a really pretty stadium. Obviously, you know, sitting 25,000 people, and it's really cool to play in front of all those people.
You know, Matt, excuse me, I was going to ask you something else, but watching the ball game last night, I think what you guys did to Stanford, put them in a hole, and then Auburn came out and was hitting dingers off of them as well and knocked them out. So I think you took a lot out of what they did. I wanted to ask you about your play. How important to you, Robert Moore, is Peyton Stovall? Because I'm watching him. First of all, I think you have such an amazing release, a couple of plays that you had last night. And Stovall has to stretch out and do everything. Do you guys get together like a quarterback and a receiver?
I mean, there's definitely times we work on positioning and spacing, whose balls is who, especially when we're in the shift. But, you know, Peyton's done an unbelievable job. I don't think anyone thought he'd be this good at first base. We kind of stuck him over there a few weeks before the season and just kind of, you know, hope for the best just because, you know, he could hit. We need to find a place for him. But, you know, he's gotten so good over there, and he works hard at it. And, you know, nothing's more frustrating as infielders whenever, you know, you need your first baseman to pick you up from time to time, and he misses a pick or something. And it's frustrating if he never works at it. Well, Peyton's constantly working at it. So if he does miss one, you can live with it because he's out there every single day. But Peyton's done an unbelievable job.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in him. And, you know, there was plays against that Stanford game that, you know, they're not going to show up on SportsCenter, but people don't realize how hard some of these plays are that he's making, stretching for balls, keeping his foot on the bag. You know, the play he made where Battles made the unbelievable throw in the hole, Peyton did just as good as the job catching and keeping his foot on the bag.
Oh,
so,
there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a phenomenal
job. It's scary over there because, I mean, especially if you make a high throw as a first baseman, you're kind of blinded to someone running full speed right at you.
Yeah.
And so
I think that was one of the plays that you made, Robert. You threw one at him that was high. He had to go up and get it, and on his way down, he's tagging the runner. And, I mean, he's just done an amazing job the last couple of games. Now, on to you and your defense. Again, when you get that ball, you waste no time. There was that one of the last plays you had on second base, and your body is facing left field, and you just turned in one motion and threw it. Missed it by just that much. But just the amazing speed that you have on turning that ball, turning around and throwing that ball. I want to ask you this, going to another football analogy. We're talking about game in the shifting that's going on, and we're talking about the analytics and what's happening when you're looking at a player. Sometimes I catch you out in right center playing some of that ball. Do you watch game film, or are you looking at numbers, and are the coaches telling you, here's this player, and you're such a heady guy that you remember where this guy's going to hit?
Well, I mean, we've played against a lot of these guys a lot, especially Ole Miss. You know, four times last year, and then this will be our fourth time this year. And a lot of the same players, and you recognize all the same swings. And then sometimes you just have to watch a kid swing a couple times. And, you know, if you look at a player's swing, he'll tell you where he's going to hit the ball every single time just by the way he swings. Like, if you're watching, like, for example, Ole Miss had a player yesterday. He was one of their infielders, and it looked like every single time he swung the ball, it was going to be a ground ball to the full side. It didn't look like he was ever going to hit a ball to opposite field, and then it looked like he was going to hit a fly ball. His swing path said it was going to be a ground ball to the full side. And it looks like he's going to be with a lot of exit velo. So whenever that happens, you know, you can kind of position yourself accordingly. And obviously, you know, we have heat maps and where their batted ball play has been for the season. And you can kind of position yourself off that. But there's a lot of times you just go straight off field.
Speaking of your defense, congratulations! You were obviously named finalist for the Gold Glove Award. So I think it's you and two other players nationally. And so congratulations to that. Connor Nolan is Connor Nolan is the other Razorback that's up for a Gold Glove. So congratulations! Yeah, man. I think you were number 8 or number 6 on ESPN Top 10. That's always sort of fun to get that. You know, that's great publicity for the school. And obviously, like you mentioned, it takes two to make that play work, but that was a heck of a play by you. Where would you rank that in your all-time great plays list, Robert?
I've been fortunate enough to be on SportsCenter Top 10 four different times. I've been 9, I've been 8, I've been 6, and I've been 5. So I'm going to have to go with the one that's in number 5.
Man drops the mic. By the way, I've had 5 of them in the top 10. That's awesome. Well, man, listen, I know you and the other thing, congratulations, you were on base. I think you set an Arkansas College World Series record by being on base 5 times. So that was impressive. And I know you got a game tonight, so we're not going to keep any longer. Yeah. We appreciate you. Good luck tonight. We're going to keep believing.
Yeah.
Since Roger and I are not going to go, you guys will be in better shape now. Yeah. We don't bring much good luck, I don't think.
A lot of our listeners are blaming us,
Robert. They say don't go to any more games, Basil and Roger.
We're staying home, but we'll call the Hogs from here.
Well, what are you guys doing Saturday?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what we
want to
hear.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks, Robert. We appreciate you, buddy. Get after him tonight.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks.